Hear ye, hear ye, the Kingmaker here with today's royal decree. I want to talk about vibrational dependency. So there's a lot of different ways that this shows up. A lot of times I feel like it happens in relationships, and I think I've recently become more aware of the differences just since my own vibration is consistent and does not shift because of random emotional things. But a lot of times, like with relationships, we rely on this other person to be, you know, our peace of mind or someone who causes us to feel a particular way. And I've actually had, you know, guys say that to me, that I'm their peace of mind, I am their this or that or the other, and I shouldn't be that to anybody, and they should not be that to me. We should have that level of security and vibrational independence on our own, and then what somebody else brings to the table is the cherry and the sprinkles on top, and not the foundation of what is keeping us sane. And then, you know, sometimes we utilize food, and that's when the abuse of food and, you know, being overweight and obesity becomes a thing, when we start using it as a means to make us feel better, that our vibration somehow can be shifted by, or I don't say can be shifted, that's really the wrong word, that in order to feel good, we need this thing. I mean, would also go for sex, food, any kind of drugs, any type of, so marijuana, or any other more harsh stimulant is another example of that. And just thinking, I remember Abraham Hicks said this, I mean, years ago, the concept of us utilizing or needing someone to be or behave or do a particular thing in order for us to be happy. And now looking back on it, at the time I understood it conceptually, but not in the tangible way that I get now. I really do grasp that it shouldn't matter what anybody else does. Like, so if somebody does something that isn't in alignment with you, I mean, you can choose to be around them, not be around them, but that should not affect your mood to the point that your disposition or happiness or joy or any variation thereof is dependent upon your boyfriends or your girlfriends continuing to do or say or, you know, have a particular behavior. And it stood out today because I went to the movies with my son, and he did several things leading up to that that shifted my mood, or I allowed to shift my mood. And I was thinking about it because I'm like, this is not the vibration. This is not the energy I want to be in. This is, you know... This is out of alignment with my trajectory. So I really analyzed everything for a moment. I was like, you know what? For all the energy that I spent being upset with him about whatever he did, I could have, you know, the $10 or however much his ticket was, I could have just left him home. Like, I really could have. I could have been annoyed that he didn't do whatever I said, decided that it wasn't going to bother me, and then just left him home. But instead, I fussed and I took him anyway, and that turned into more fuss. And so I kept myself in this vibration of foolishness that I didn't need to be in, all because he did something that was outside of what I wanted him to do and what I expected him to do and what he should have done. But that should not have affected my mood and my disposition, and it should not have definitely have carried on for, you know, an hour, 2 hours, or however long it was. We have to get to a point where we can quickly identify when something doesn't feel good, and then quickly shift into thoughts and feelings that feel better. And it was easy for me to shift into, when I really started doing that, instead of just being caught up in the emotions, it was easy for me to do that when I realized that I could have handled that situation any number of ways that didn't involve me getting to that point. Not to mention that I am the architect of my reality. So I can change and declare and create a completely different circumstance and interaction with my son. I've already done it with my daughter. I've already done it with my mother. Like, I have done it in so many situations. So why wouldn't I just do it in this situation? So the point of all of what I've said thus far is to say that if you find yourself relying upon a person, a relationship, food, sex, inanimate object, some type of drug, alcohol, or stimulant to bring you joy, to keep you happy, that needs to change. You have to get to a point where you are happy because you're happy, because you know that you are the architect of your reality, because you know the universe has your back, because everything is always working out for you. So there's no point, there's no reason. What possible reason could you have to be upset? Even if you're not where you want to be yet, why not live in the vibration of that future experience that you are as of yet to have? I have a meditation called Become the Architect of Your Reality Meditation, and it walks you through how to create your own, for lack of a better term, happy place, and which eventually has the potential to become your reality if you can keep vibrational resonance with it. What people have to know is at the moment that you make a declaration and decide what you want, that reality actually already exists. And I like to call it your quantum sacred space. That exists. You just have to be a vibrational match to be the version of you that gets to live it out. So be mindful of your vibrational dependencies. You know, be mindful of all of the conditions that you put upon the people in your lives to keep you happy. And if they don't do this, then now you can't have this or be this or feel this. That's absurdity. It should be that regardless of what anybody else, any other human being, any animal, any, you know, the people on the news, anybody does, you are able to keep a specific or certain high vibration, period, the end. Until next time, the Kingmaker.